T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. 7:30 this morning. Now fog out there still and 43 degrees. Weeks ahead of the first primary vote in the nation, Democrats make their case on an Iowa debate stage tonight.
Andrew Yang didn't qualify in polling to make tonight's Democratic debate stage at Des Moines Drake University, though continues shaking hands here in Iowa.
We're going to see any number of candidates drop out either before voting starts or right after voting starts here in Iowa.
Only 6 of the remaining 12 Democratic candidates qualified for tonight's debate, just weeks ahead of the Iowa caucuses and amid infighting and reported accusations of sexism between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders for the progressive vote, and a Monmouth poll that shows a more centrist Joe Biden in the lead. In Des Moines, Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A man is dead, a woman critically injured after an accident in Sumner County. Sumner County Sheriff's Office says deputies responded to an injury accident in the 900 block of East 100th Avenue North in Belle Plaine Monday. The driver was pinned inside the vehicle. The passenger was unresponsive. The passenger, identified as Raymond Shiner, died from his injuries. The driver, Estella Owens, was hospitalized in Wichita in critical condition but has since been upgraded to fair condition. A man crossing a street in South Wichita was struck by a vehicle.
It happened just before 9 Monday night at Pawnee and Southeast Boulevard. Police say a woman was driving northbound with a green light at the Pawnee intersection. A man wearing dark clothing was also crossing the street and was struck by the vehicle. A police spokesperson says it appears the man was not in the crosswalk at the time of the accident. He was transported to an area hospital in critical condition. The accident is under investigation. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A 24-year-old Pittsburgh, Kansas man has been arrested for attempted first-degree murder. Officer Charlie Davidson says Morgan Prager was arrested by Pittsburgh police and transported to Sedgwick County Jail as a result of an assault call Saturday in the 200 block of North Spruce in Wichita.
When officers arrived, they located a 19-year-old male with a severe laceration to his neck. The investigation revealed Prager arrived at the residence and a disturbance ensued between the two men. During the disturbance, Prager cut the victim with a knife, causing his injuries, and then fled from the home. Investigators learned Prager lives in Pittsburgh, Kansas, and we had coordinated efforts with the Pittsburgh, Kansas Police Department, who arrested Prager.
Wichita Officer Davidson says the two men knew each other and had a long-standing dispute over an ex-girlfriend. The federal deficit is on track to top $1 trillion for the first time in 8 years.
The Congressional Budget Office is projecting that the deficit for the current 2020 budget year will hit $1 trillion and will remain over $1 trillion for the next decade. According to data released Monday by the Treasury, the deficit grew nearly 12% last year. Both government spending and revenue set records for the first 3 months of this budget year, but spending has risen at a faster clip than tax collections. The nation has not experienced $1 trillion annual deficit since the 2008 financial crisis. Economists say President Trump's 2017 tax cuts, as well as bipartisan agreements to boost domestic and defense spending, have all contributed to the soaring deficits. In Washington, Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
A warm welcome for a young cancer survivor.
A young boy in Ohio receives a standing ovation from classmates following his last chemotherapy treatment. 6-year-old John Oliver Zappe, who goes by J.O., seen all smiles walking down a hallway returning to St. Helen Catholic School in Newberry. His family and teachers surprising him with an assembly marking the end of a 3-year battle with leukemia. Despite side effects and not being able to do any physical activity, J.O.'s principal says he never fell behind and they are so happy to have him back. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Jennifer Darabore. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. We are starting off our Tuesday morning with clouds and patchy fog. Increasing sun, though, in the forecast for today, or our high temperature on the climb to about 50 or so. Dry weather through the night to low mid-30s. Sunny and upper 40s for tomorrow. Cloudy and colder mid to upper 30s for Thursday, and chances for rain and snow into Thursday night. I'm KNSS meteorologist Jennifer Naramore.
And right now we have fog, 43 degrees, not much wind, north at 3 miles per hour. Not enough wind to blow the fog away, that's for sure. Well, we had a cloudy, breezy day across central Kansas Monday. Wichita's high temperature, 48 degrees, normal high for the date, 42. And on this date in 1934, this is January 14th, 1934, Fairbanks, Alaska set their all-time record low temperature of 66 degrees below zero.
A little chilly.
How about that? That is cold. 7:35 now, Steve and Ted. And in our news this morning, you've heard this. We've got at least two Wichita Police Department investigations of child abuse. And it's just some, it appears, allegedly, some very ugly things happening to little kids in our town. It seems like we get way too many of these reports at the police department, people taken into custody on these charges. When you're a two-year-old child or a baby or an infant with no protection at all, and apparently, in some cases, most of us cherish these little kids and protect them in everything, any way we can. There are some people out there who just don't get it. Apparently, they're too insensitive or too stupid to understand that you don't hurt kids. So, not much we can do. Shake our heads and hope that something good can happen in those little kids' lives. 7:36 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And we've been watching the situation in the United Kingdom as the Queen and Harry and Meghan have been trying to come to some sort of agreement about, Harry and Meghan want to, I guess, kind of sort of leave the family. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen with us live from London this morning. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
So the Queen's made an overture to try to get everybody on the phone or get into a conference or something. Is that right?
Yes, they were all together in person, summoned to Sandringham, which is the Queen's private estate out in the countryside of eastern England. And so we had the Queen, Prince Charles, as her eldest son and heir to the throne, plus Prince William, the next in line to the throne, and William's brother and Charles's second son, Prince Harry, at the centre of this situation, all sparked after last week Harry and wife Meghan said that they intended to step back from their roles as senior royals. And while we think there had been some initial behind-the-scenes discussions with the royal family about what this might look like, it seems they announced it without consulting anyone else, and that has touched off quite the crisis for the British royals. Well, they had these talks yesterday, and at the end of it, after 5 days of headlines, almost unending headlines and speculation about rifts and splits and anger and upset, the Queen put out a statement and she said, "My family and I are entirely supportive of Harry and Meghan's desire to create a new life as a young family."
How about that? Well, you know, people love to know about a scandal, but, you know, I'm just thinking, I don't know how much obligation there is on the part of a couple like that in the royal family, like Harry and Meghan. Are they out there 60 and 70 hours a week traveling all over the country as royalty, or do they? Is it an easy job where they're pretty much taken care of?
I mean, it varies. And if you look at some of the schedules that some royals keep up, and the one that most people point to here is the Queen, who will, I think it's fair to say, normally clock up 300 plus engagements or so a year. I'm kind of plucking that number out of thin air, but I think that's roughly what you would find she does. And this is a woman who is 93 years old. You know, there is an expectation that senior royals are out there and are seen. Now, whether you think it's difficult work is another matter. Clearly, they're not doing anything necessarily particularly physically strenuous, but they are having to put on a good show and meet a lot of people. Now, what Harry and Meghan are saying is that they want a break from that. They have been openly, they've been very open about the struggles they feel that they suffer at the hands of the coverage that they get from some corners of the British media, specifically tabloid newspapers. Meghan has spoken about how upset it makes her. Harry has spoken about how angry it makes him. And Harry in particular is somebody who's never made peace with the press. Following his mother's death back in the 90s, he feels she was hounded to her death by the tabloid media. You know, she was literally killed in a car crash being chased by paparazzi photographers. And so he has for years bristled at the attention that they've received, and they've decided to take themselves away. Now, yeah, there are some people who say that's not what you do. You're born as a royal, that's what you do. It's about stiff upper lip, as the saying goes, and you get on with it, and you enjoy the privileges, the huge privileges that come with it. But, you know, this is a couple who are saying that it's not working for them. They are really struggling with it. They want to try something new. And to be fair, over the years, the monarchy has evolved. It has to, and maybe this is another evolution to come.
Thanks for your time and your coverage this morning. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen. And I did not realize that the Queen has 300 engagements a year. My goodness. And you say, well, she's just shaking hands and being nice to people. Well, but still.
Yeah.
That's tough. That's tough work. I'm sorry. I didn't know she kept that busy. I admire her for that. Especially when you get into your 90s. At some point, she said, I would like to retire as Queen. But I guess she's not going to do that.
Well, there's a way to do that.
Yeah, there is. You can abdicate if you want to.
Yeah, that's one way.
Apparently, she feels an obligation to serve out her time there. So,
yeah.
How about that? All right, so it's 7:40 with the Steve and Ted. And coming up this weekend, you've got the Cars for Charity show, Rod and Custom Car Show at Century 2. Proceeds go to the Ark of Sedgwick County and to Starkey. And it's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Century 2. And I've got a pair of tickets I'd like to give away right now. Give us a call at 869-1330 if you'd like to go to the show. Courtesy of Steve and Ted. 7:41 now. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up. A new boss at Boeing. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.